With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House narrowly passes the GOP's budget resolution. The vote was 217 to 215, with Thomas Massie being the only Republican who voted against it. Despite its passing in the House, the Senate has already adopted a different budget resolution focused more on border security and national defense. Both chambers will have to agree on one version of the bill in order to move it ahead to President Trump's desk. Ukrainian President Zelensky agrees to a draft of a rare minerals deal with the White House.
Reuters reported on Tuesday that the Ukrainian leader plans to travel to D.C. on Friday to meet with President Donald Trump after the officials agreed to the terms of the deal. The pact, which would involve giving the U.S. access to natural resources in exchange for America's support of Ukraine amid its war with Russia, was days in the making. Trump said...
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel admits to launching airstrikes in Syria. On Tuesday, the Israeli government confirmed reports of several strikes near Damascus. The Israeli defense minister said the Air Force is now attacking strongly in southern Syria. This comes as the new Syrian government called for the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from its country. The Senate confirms a top advisor to Vice President J.D. Vance as Secretary of the Army.
Shows Southwest Flight 2504 appear to briefly touch down before its nose was abruptly pulled up as the second plane is seen on the runway. Audio recording of communication between the crew and air traffic control captures the pilot asking,
"Tower Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?"
The Federal Aviation Administration says the second plane entered the runway without authorization. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in northeast Syria are marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages. Churches were blown up, dozens of people were killed or wounded, and hundreds were taken hostage. The attack and the ongoing terrorist threat led much of Syria's minority Christians to flee the country. Now those who remain are worried about the future following the ouster of the longtime president last year. This is SRN News. Football's most controversial play is drawing calls to ban it. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has more on the story.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni pushed back against the Packers' proposal to ban the tush-push play Philadelphia has used so successfully at the goal line and in short-yarded situations, including in their victory over the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59.
I almost feel a little insulted because we worked so hard at that play. The amount of things that we've looked into how to coach that play, the fundamentals, is always... There's 1,000 plays out there.
Green Bay general manager Brian Gutekunst confirmed Tuesday that the Packers were the team that had made the proposal. In other NFL news, Bills receiver Khalil Shakir has agreed to a four-year contract extension worth up to $60.2 million, and the Commanders have given two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade.
I'm Gethin Kulba.
More details at srnnews.com.